We're listening to music from the new movie I Heart Huckabees. It was composed by John Bryan. He's a musician from New Haven, Connecticut, who's found success in Los Angeles, not just as a film score composer, but also as a record producer, a songwriter, and a performer. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
My lord, we're on the beach in Venice, California. I think we probably see some muscle men and some rollerbladers if we go a little bit south of where we are now.
John Bryan takes West Coast life with a grain of salt. He played a live show until 3 in the morning. Now he's having breakfast at Shutters on the Beach at 4 in the afternoon.
Corned beef hash and poached eggs. I do come from the East Coast, so certain old habits die hard. You'll note that there's no avocado on this plate.
California's favorite fruit is not John Bryan's. His dad was a band director at Yale, and his mom sang and played pop radio all the time at home. Since the main breadwinner in the family was a musician, Bryan's parents had a hard time giving him the something to fall back on speech.
In truth, my mother did try and do that at one point with sort of comical results. I at the time loved playing drums, and said, okay, we know you love playing drums, and that's great if you want to do that. We have no problem with it, but you might want to, you know, have other things you can do just in case that doesn't work out. So I nodded and took it all in and proceeded to make sure I knew how to play piano and guitar and that I was writing songs as well as just playing them and did all these different things, which was not at all what she meant.
Since then, Bryan has never settled on any one way of making music. He sings and plays on dozens of CDs by people like Macy Gray, the late Elliott Smith, and Amy Mann. He writes and performs his own songs, like this one from his score to the movie Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind.
From the wrinkles on my forehead to the mud upon my shoe, everything's a memory with strings that tie to you.
John Bryan's music has caught the attention of a number of movie directors. With one piece, he can evoke many emotions. And that serves the purpose of filmmakers, says David O. Russell. He directed I Heart Huckabees, a movie about the search for the meaning of life on a small and very human scale. Russell says he wanted music that would reflect life's complexities.
And so many composers I know just throw their hands up and say, you know what, you can't have all these, you can't be quixotic and wistful and joyous. It can't be all those things. And John, I think he gets that in many different colors and ways.
In the movie, Naomi Watts plays a perky model who's a spokesperson for a large retail chain. She's not very happy with her life. For her, John Bryan resurrected an old composition he'd written called JB's Blues. John Bryan wrote this piece on an old harmonium that he found for $75 in a music shop in Boston. Bryan has a huge collection of vintage instruments, especially keyboards. One of his favorites is the Chamberlain.
The Chamberlain is this old keyboard that basically has a tape player under every key and has these recordings of these orchestras from the 50s, so it's immediately evocative.
Bryan has used the old Chamberlain on some new recordings. When he produced Fiona Apple's debut CD, he played it on the song Criminal.
Let me know the way before there's hell to pay. Give me room to lay the law and let me go. I gotta make a play to make my lover stay. So what would an angel say? The devil. Wants
John Bryan says he likes supporting other artists in the studio, but he also likes to speak directly to live audiences himself. Every Friday night for the past 8 years, he's performed a one-man show at Largo, a small club in Los Angeles.
Let's take a request.
This could be tonight.
38
Special.
Aerosmith does the Smiths. Oh, yeah. The Aerosmiths.
Using a combination of computers and instruments, John Bryan proceeds to play drums, bass, and lead guitars all by himself in what can only be called a strange mix of Aerosmith's Walk This Way while singing the Smiths' hit This Charming Man. John Bryan says some people tell him he's crazy to pursue so many different things at once, performing live, writing songs, producing other musicians, scoring films. They say he'd go farther if he picked one and stuck with it. But Bryan believes they're all related.
Everything I do, every session I've ever played on, is what's helped me be a better producer. I've watched artists and producers work together. Everything I've ever produced has helped me when I'm doing my own stuff. Every song I've ever written has helped me when I'm producing a songwriter.
And all of it apparently inspires film scores. John Bryan's soundtrack to I Heart Huckabees will be released on CD this week. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.